Activate your voice.
Fight for your rights.
Speak up.
Speak up.
We're union and we're proud.
Go Union.
Live from Maryland, this is Activate Live.
Welcome to Activate Live. I'm D. Lane Adams, a communications representative here at the Machinist Union headquarters in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. I am sitting in for our host, Tanya Hutchins, who is attending the Coalition of Labor Union Women's Conference this week. And don't worry, she will return next week. So on today's show, we will talk with the dynamic president of Guide Dogs of America, Russ Gitlin, and discuss Guide Dogs of America's recent Charity Week events in Las Vegas. And don't forget, you can comment anytime during the show. But first, let's catch up on the news of the day. Congratulations to IAM District 711 for their new partnership with Northwest Shoals Community College in Alabama. This partnership will create a new generation of machinists. The job training program is a four-year program with 3 years of 10 hours a week of classroom work. And please don't forget our IAM members affected by the California wildfires. They still need our help. Please donate to the IAM Disaster Relief Fund today to help IAM members and their families get back on their feet. Text IAM HELP to 55000. And some good holiday news was recently created by local 914 members. They recently provided a Thanksgiving feast for 15 families at the Hope House near Newark, New Jersey. The Hope House is an emergency shelter for women and children. Local 914 was motivated and inspired to give back after attending the District 141 convention in Orlando, Florida. Great work, Local 914. And don't forget, if you want to hear more stories about IAM members and your union, you can sign up for iMail on our website at goiam.org, and you'll get our email newsletter twice a week. And let's see if we have any comments. Please feel free to comment on Facebook, comment on Twitter. Nice graphic by Joe Heckman. Scott Roberts says hello. All right, thanks for watching, Kyle. All right, and now let's get to the dynamic president of the Guide Dogs of America. Joining us live from California is Russ Gitlin. Russ, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for having Guide Dogs of America on your show.
Now, first, let me congratulate you on another successful week of fundraising events. But before we talk about your week, let the audience know about Guide Dogs of America.
Well, Guide Dogs of America provides guide dogs to the visually impaired for free. It got started in 1948 when Joseph Jones, a machinist union member, got denied a guide dog at the ripe old age of 57 years old. And since then, we've been went to his union, asked his union for support. IAM gave him support, and since then, Guide Dogs of America has been producing teams of guide dogs and lucky individuals up until present and continuing on in the future.
It is definitely a favorite charity of the IAM, so we're glad you're there, Russ.
Thank you.
So let's discuss the week.
So we had a great week in Las Vegas. People start coming in around Wednesday, and on Thursday, the events start. We usually started off with a clay shoot, and I think if you look on your screen right now, you'll see Doris Cervantes, one of the recipients this year, doing the clay shoot. If you get a chance to do the clay shoot, I recommend it. The clay shoot is held at one of the premier shooting ranges in the world, and we had about 100 participants this year. We raised a lot of money. I think everybody out there had a great time, and as you can see, there's the winners right there, Mark Blondin and Kevin Kelly and Sean Scott. We had a great time out there. The weather was just a 10, and I hope next year to see some more folks participate, even more than the banner year we had this year. Then also on the same day, we have a motorcycle ride, and you can see a motorcycle with a picture of one of our dogs in it. The motorcycle ride usually goes out of Harley-Davidson down in Las Vegas, and their destination is unknown every year, but usually the sights are unbelievable and great. And again, this year, we had a great ride out there, saw a lot of great sights, and I think the folks enjoyed it for the most part.
Yeah, beautiful motorcycles made by IAM members.
Right. They raised a fair amount of money also. So then we head into Friday, and Friday is our big golf event. We had another banner year with golf. I think there was 260 folks signed up for golf, and it was just a great time out there. We had raffles, and we were selling mulligans, and dogs were everywhere, and we had air cannons out there. I wish you had a picture of the air cannon, but everybody had a great time. And as you can see on your screen right now, overlooking Vegas, it's a great golf course,
and
they did a great job hosting us this year. It was Revere Golf Course. They did a great job. So then on Saturday, we honor our Gift of Sight recipients. I don't know.
So that's where the fun.
Yeah, that's where we what we do is every year we pick individuals that are just outstanding people that represent Guide Dogs of America, and this year we picked three different groups of folks and. That we feel, you know, go above and beyond for Guide Dogs America. And you see this picture here. This is National Group Protection. They sell supplemental insurance. And they just, you know, every year step up and help support Guide Dogs America every way possible. Anytime you call them, they're there for us.
Yeah, I see President Martinez in the picture.
And here you have Tony and Teresa with the people on their left is actually the puppy raisers of their dog Asia, which is also in the picture. And Tony and Teresa really just throughout the year, anybody that goes to any of the events probably run into them out there. They promote guide dogs, and Teresa, you know, feels very blessed that she got Asia when she did. And she goes around, and any chance she gets to say good things about guide dogs, she's the first one to. And Tony, too. Tony's a champion for guide dogs, and we just appreciate having folks like them on our side. And last but not least would be my general secretary treasurer, Dora Cervantes. Dora, also, as you guys know at headquarters, you can speak a little bit more about what she does, but as far as fundraisers, but she, along with a lot of the folks at headquarters, Jamie and Kelly, shout out to you guys. They're just constantly raising money for Guide Dogs of America. We always get checks every week from the headquarters, from Dora's group. And we appreciate everything you guys do for us there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we definitely love our Jeans Day every
Jeans
Friday.
Day,
yeah. So,
yeah,
we love it. Yeah, Lisa Hyde, Jamie Kelly, that whole crew, they do a lot of great work. And now we have payroll deduction.
Yeah, so you know, with the help of the General Secretary, Treasurer, and the President of our union, and the other folks involved, we ask if we could get payroll deductions. So now, any reps that would like to donate directly out of their check, you know, it doesn't take much. Every dollar counts. And if you feel you want to do it, you can have Guide Dogs of America as payroll deduction now out of your check. So we appreciate everything you guys do.
So I didn't get a chance to attend this year, but I noticed the cruise theme. So what was the cruise theme? How'd you guys come up with that?
So every year we get together as a staff here at Guide Dogs and discuss, you know, what worked, what didn't work. And what seems to be a general consensus from the surveys we put out is that people really don't want to get dressed up. They want to go out and just have a good time, be comfortable. And so we picked a cruise theme this year, and that worked out real well. Most folks that came, as far as I could see, we were having a great time. It was Tommy Bahamas and khakis all over the place and sundresses, and everybody seemed to get into it and really enjoy it.
Well, this might be the perfect place, Russ, for you to announce next year's theme.
Yeah, so
breaking news.
We're going to announce next year's theme already. Next year's theme is called Wolfstock, which is a play on Woodstock. So get your bell bottoms out, those that you still have them, get your tie dyes and your dark glasses and whatever else. You want to grow your hair long between here and there, that's cool too. Be ready. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be another casual theme. Again, it's going to be Wolfstock, which is based on Woodstock. So if you want to know what to wear, just turn on an old Woodstock documentary and you'll figure it out pretty quick.
I probably won't grow my hair, but it sounds like a righteous gig.
I hope you.
So tell us about your new partnership with Explore.org.
Yeah, so Explore.org, they research, you know, selfless causes like ours, and they document the animals. And if you can see on your screen right now, those are, we were lucky enough to, we just had a litter of German Shepherd puppies. And they came in with a camera. They set up a camera, and that's running 24/7. It's a great camera too, so you can watch the mother feeding them. You can watch them playing. You can watch just them growing up to 8 weeks old. It's on Explore.org, and they promote causes like GDA.
Oh, that's a beautiful project. So, yeah, and I mean, you do so much great work. I hear you just kicked off a special holiday fund to need.
Yeah, we did. If you go to our website, and Joe, if you can put it up, you go to our website, you'll see there's links to Fund in Need. And what Fund in Need does is Fund in Need, we put together a wish list of things from the vet department to students to the dogs themselves. And if you go on Fund in Need, you can actually fund some of these things like bones and so on, bowls and beds and cones and whatever. So if you're feeling in the giving mood, it's right around this Christmas time. Go on, you can. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Oh, no, that's good. Yeah.
You can see scrolling some of the different things you can fund.
No, a lot of great things happening from Guide Dogs of America. So I think Joe is bringing up some more pictures of the campus. If you can explain what's happening in these pictures.
Sure. So our campus is under construction right now. We actually took a half year off from actually doing in-class here at the campus, and we're just doing what's called in-homes, which means we go out to the folks' homes and train dogs with people in homes. So we haven't stopped training dogs with people in homes. But what you can see going on, that's the administration building. In 1980, this place was built, and nothing had really been done between this building, the dorm, and the kennels since 1980. So we chose to take on these two projects, which you see the front there, if you can hold that, Joe. That's the front of our admin building now. And what we did was we kind of made a decision to Dale Hartford, before he left, put a building up, the Visitor Education Center, which is beautiful. And we kind of wanted a look to go along with that to tie in the three buildings. And that's what it does. That's the front of the admin building now. And then over to the right, you'll see we are in construction right now in the dorms. So the things we gained out of this was we gained extra room in our offices because we shrunk up some of the offices. And in the dorms, we actually gained four more student dormitories, which will give us the ability to train more dogs as time goes on. And that there is a picture of the new and improved admin building. It came out very nice. We're very happy with the way it looks now.
So I hear with this building, people can actually have naming rights. Is that correct?
So not on the admin building. The admin building actually was a bequest we received, and we chose to name that after a lady. But over on the dorms, yeah, we're going to do naming rights over in the dorms, and each of the dorm rooms are going to be up for people to put their name on there, including the classroom and the hallway and so on and so forth. We're kicking off a big drive to help us pay for that.
That's great work, Russ. How can our Activate Live audience help Guide Dogs of America accomplish their mission?
Well, you guys know it wouldn't be me if I didn't do my text to donate, which I have to thank my IT department for, because they do a terrific job here, and they came up with this. So if you look, as I always tell you, if you put in your text, IAMAW, as the word and as the number 41444, we set a goal of $5,000. If anybody feels generous and wants to donate, we'd appreciate it for sure. And we appreciate everything up to this point, what you guys have done. It's unbelievable the support we get from machinists.
So, yes, please, if you want to help out Guide Dogs of America, text IAMAW. 41444. Again, text IAMAW to 41444. Help out Guide Dogs of America, especially if you love the puppy cam. So, Russ, thanks a lot for joining us today. Is there anything that you want to tell the audience before you leave?
Yeah, I want to invite everybody out to Guide Dogs of America. We're in LA. A lot of folks come out here for business. We've hosted a ton of folks out here that bring their families out. They want to see the puppies. They want to see the campus, know what they've been donating to. And our doors are open to you, and we've been accommodating to a lot of folks, and we'll continue to do that. I think when you come out here, if you can make it for a graduation, our graduations are online as far as the dates. If you can make it a graduation, I think that that is a true eye-opener when you see the amazing things that happen when you team up with these amazing animals with these amazing people. I think that at that point, you realize, wow, that's really why I do what I do. Guide Dogs of America is going to continue long into the future to help the blind individuals, and I'm glad to be part of it, and I'm glad to say I'm an IAM member 30 years, and thank you for everything you do out there.
All right. Well, Russ, before you leave, let's check some of the comments. We got Brian saying, what a great event it was. Already looking forward to next year and raising even more money with District 4.
Yeah, so can I hold 1 second and just comment on some of this? So District 4, you know, they really stepped up last year. And you know, they called me up and they said, you know, we really want to raise the bar here. And they did a terrific job. They're running events now like no tomorrow. They went from no events to, I think they probably had 3 or 4 different things going on. And they're a terrific group of people, just terrific. We appreciate District 4 for sure.
And we have Mary saying she's looking forward to Wolfstock.
there's my brother, Jimmy Price.
Yeah, there he is. Great representative of GDA and a great friend. And we are excited for next year's fundraising events here in Minnesota.
Yeah, Colbag's a great guy.
Yeah. Oh, and Dave Leha, great work, Russ. Yeah, Dave does a lot of great work out there.
The union in general, just everybody out there is terrific. So, and I thank everybody for coming out to Vegas this year also.
Thanks a lot, Russ. And anytime, come back on Activate Live. Tanya will be in this seat. And we'll make sure we definitely let everybody know about Guide Dogs of America.
All right, listen, I want to thank everybody there. All right, take care. Nice seeing everybody.
All right, take care, Russ. So let's check our calendar and let's see what's going on out there. We have registrations due for the Federal Employee Program, February 3rd to February 8th in 2019. The deadline is December 6th, 2018. And our Veteran Services Program will be March 31st to April 5th, 2019. Deadline is January 28th, 2019. And for more information on these programs, go to wimpensinger.iamaw.org. And don't forget, the IAM Women's Conference is coming up April 2nd to April 6th, 2019. The theme this year is Women Rising, Unite the Fight. And that will be held at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you want to have your voice activated, please attend the IAM 2019 Communications Conference. It will be held June 4th to June 6th, 2019 at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. And that's it for this edition of Activate Live. Join us again next week at 3 p.m. Eastern via Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And please tune in next week when Tanya Hutchins will be back in this seat. And remember, organize, organize, and organize some more. We're going to leave you with a highlight video from the Guide Dogs Weekend there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we want to thank Joe Heckman, who produced this show today. And also we want to thank John Lett, IAM Communications Representative, who produced the video, and Andy Houndshell, who provided the pictures that you saw today. Andy Houndshell did a great job out there in Vegas, and John Lett did a great job shooting video. So thanks a lot, and thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy the video.
I lost my sight going on 10 years ago.
With the assistance of Guide Dogs of America and with help from a valuable canine companion, Teresa Blevins is winning her decade-long battle with blindness.
Oh, it's been great. She has taken care of me. She leads and guides me safely. I can go and do basically anything I need to do.
Blevins, an IAM member from Alabama, is a tireless advocate for Guide Dogs of America, an organization founded by the Machinist Union. In mid-November, she and several others were honored for their work at a charity banquet in Las Vegas.
It takes a team and you are a part of that team. It's because of you and your generosity, your participation, and your dedication to giving to Guide Dogs of America.
You know, we're in this world together, and we have an obligation to each other.
It takes everyone here. It takes the companies, it takes the locals, it takes all of us to make this program successful.
For me, the reality is that raising money for Guide Dogs of America is a labor of love. For those of you who know me, you know my much love for animals, especially dogs.
The night was the highlight of a week of fundraising that included a Harley ride rolling through Vegas, a golf tournament in the high hills of Henderson, and a marksmanship event that tested skills of seasoned IAM shooters.
Working at GDA over the past 2 years has been a true blessing and honor. It allows me to help others by providing the most amazing animals to the most amazing people.
A truthful testimony that's embodied by Teresa Blevins and her furry four-legged lookout.
I have that confidence, but I don't have to actually depend on someone else to lead and guide me to where I need to go, because she does that for me. And she just keeps me safe wherever I am.